school in Lumberton, at Longwood Elementary, we collected 44 books from Kipling, but we have extended this through all this week and next week through Thursday. They're going to take up more books. I mean, more books are going. It was something for our whole district, for the Fairway District to do. And so if you have, it's children's books, grades 3 through 5. I think we were nonfiction. But any kind of book that would be suitable for a 3rd, 4th, or 5th grader. It's an elementary school, and that's what we're looking for is books. Because their school and their library completely got flooded during the storm. And it was all underwater, so they had to throw everything out. They're redone and working on the school and getting everybody back. So if you would like to give a book, please, you have through this week, next Sunday, and through the middle of next week. So let's get started this morning with our scripture from the prophet Jeremiah, the 33rd chapter, beginning with verse 16, 14, 15, and 16, and here we go. The days are surely coming, says the Lord, when I will fulfill the promise that I made to the house of Israel and the house of Judah. In those days and at that time I will cause a righteous branch to spring up for David, and he shall execute justice and righteousness in the land. In those days Judah will be saved, and Jerusalem will live in safety. And this is the name by which it will be called: the Lord is our righteousness. The word of God this day for us, His children. Thanks be to God. Let us pray. O great and mighty God, we do thank you today that you have allowed us once again to come into your house together as your people, a community of faith that gathers in this place that calls themselves Kipling. But Lord, we are your children. We are the sheep of your pasture. We are the ones who that you have found a righteous branch to be spread and to be chosen, and for us to learn to grow and to go forth. Lord, as we come to this first Sunday of Advent, we are here, Lord, expecting that hope, expecting that birth of your Son, that hope that comes from deep within, that hope that we see around us. Lord, I ask this day that you allow my words to be pleasing in your sight. O Lord, my rock and my redeemer, I do pray. Amen.